When it comes to translating the words yakhsha and yakhaf, there isn't much of a difference between them, to fear and to be afraid. And the reason is that English has its limitations, and therefore some of the meaning will be lost in translation. Like when Allah says,
وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ.
Why didn't Allah use يَخْشَوْنَ in both cases? Or instead, يَخَافُونَ in both cases? Is there a difference that Allah specifically mentioned يَخْشَوْنَ with رَبَّهُمْ and يَخَافُونَ with سوء الحساب? Well, there is indeed a difference between يَخَاف and يَخْشَى, and which connotation you should understand with each word in Arabic. To understand it, we gotta first know that in any situation, when we use either of these words, there is always a subject of the action, so it is the one who is afraid, and on the other side, the thing or the one that is being feared. So now let's look at each of these two words to understand their differences. The word يخشى gives us information on the one that is being feared, not necessarily the subject that is fearing. So يخشى is the fear of someone or something because of how they are, their power, their position, their capabilities, and so on. So يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ conveys those who fear Allah because they know how great, powerful, and almighty Allah is. So the more you learn about Allah, the more you fear Him. And that's why Allah says,
إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ.
So, يَخْشَى provides us with information on the one being feared. But as for the word يخاف, it gives us information on the one that is fearing, and not necessarily the one being feared. Specifically, it means to be afraid of something or someone because of a weakness, because how the subject is, regardless of the situation or who's being feared, since it emphasizes the fear of the subject rather than giving us information on who is being feared or how he or it is. So when Allah says,
وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ,
it is because the emphasis lays on the situation of the person himself and how weak one could be in such situation. And that's why when Allah describes the most powerful angels, He says,
يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ.
To highlight the weakness of these angels in their fear from Allah. And this is how specific the expression of the Quran is, and how accurate you can use Arabic to deliver the exact message. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Quran at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.